E2. Number 2A.
Now, we have put our data into the matrix. And actually, this is only a beginning. Because just to make a matrix isn't really the only purpose of a matrix. The purpose of a matrix is that it would give us more information. And I want to show you with this matrix that a matrix has intelligence, that it gives actually information. And we can do it like this, that we now say, all right, here are the data. Now I begin to work with those data. How? I can now, for instance, see with how many machines each worker can work, just by adding. If I add in the first column the worker A, I can see that he is able to work with 4 machines. And you put just that 4 beneath that first column. If we go to worker B, I can see that he can work 3 machines. Worker C can work with 6, and worker D can work with 5. So this alone gives me information, namely, it would show that worker B is actually the weakest part in that organization, because he can only work on 3 machines. And I could see that worker C is the one that is the best one. He works the highest number. But I can also ask how many are there that can work with each machine. So I take horizontally the first line of machine 1 and see that there are 3 people who can work on machine 1. And so with machine 2, there are only 3 out of those 4. Machine 3, there are 3 that can work with it. Machine 4, actually only 1. Machine 5, are 3. Machine 6, only 1. And machine 4, oh no, and machine 7, 4. And when I have made these entries, then I can see if the organization is healthy or not. And you see that that organization is not healthy. You see it at once. Because the moment one or the other goes on a holiday or stays away from work because he has had an accident or because he's sick or anything like that, then we can see according to which worker is absent, if that workshop can still go on working or not. For instance, I can see at once what? I can see the weakest spot is really that I have a machine called 4, machine 4, that can only be worked by one of the 4 workers, namely only by C. And if C is absent, then not only is he absent, but the whole workshop may stand still. So I have there a very weak spot, which would tell me something, which would say, I have to see that as quickly as possible, I train another worker on that machine 4, you see. And also with machine 6, there is only one that can work on it, namely B. So if B is absent, the shop stands still also. I just want to show with this that the matrix itself gives us information and tells us, look here, boss, you have not organized that workshop rightly. Now, this matrix can give us still another information. Namely, it gives us the information which one of the laborers or workers I should train so that the whole workshop is healthier. If I take, for instance, machine 4, I can see that only one worker is able to work on that machine. Then I see that I must train another one on machine 4. And I have 3 possibilities, namely, either to train A or B or D. And the matrix gives me the information which one of those I should train, because it shows that among A, B, and D, it is B who has the lowest number, and therefore I should train him if he is able to do that, and if he would be willing to do that, that is, if he would have the ability. So I would begin to train B and not D, who already is a strong force in that whole setup. So therefore, I would at once say, I have to do something really about this machine 4 and make B work on it until it becomes an active force, and I have to make in that box a cross instead of a note. So machine 4 would then have 2 people who could work at it. So B would be now able to work on 4 machines. You put into the vertical of B down there 3 plus 1, indicating that he can work on 4 machines. I still have machine 6, where only one person, namely B, can work it. And so I see that I must train either A or C or D. And the matrix tells me which one I should train, because from A, who works already 4, and C, who works 6, and D, who works already 5, I can see that A is the weakest point. So I still have to train him on machine 6 so that he also can do it, and I already have a healthier situation. You see now how I proceeded, or how one would proceed just to gain an overall view. And that's what the matrix really does. A matrix is really that which gives us an overall view of a whole subject. So the situation looks already a bit better and healthier. And you could see that still there is a weak spot somehow, namely that machine 4 and machine 6 are run only by 2 people, and this is also a bit weak. And I would have to proceed again as I did before, in finding out which one of the laborers, A, B, C, or D, should be further trained at machines 5 and 6. And so we get, little step by step, a good equilibrium in that workshop. Yes? I think that is something everybody can understand. Naturally, things are not always as simple as that. They are more or less as simple as that insofar as it is a simple line of reasoning. All that changes is usually that those indices, those categories, have a lot of items. That instead of just having 4 and 7, you have to calculate with dozens and hundreds. And then naturally you can see that you have a picture that you can no more hold in your memory. The owner of a little workshop wouldn't make such a matrix. He would have it in his fingertips. He can figure that out in his memory, but he couldn't do it anymore if he had 200 laborers and perhaps 57 different specialized machines. Then he would have to make a matrix, and the matrix would tell him what to do. The matrix has a creative ability. The matrix has, so to say, intelligence, because it gives us information. And through that information, we have a better insight into the whole subject, a better understanding. Yes, that's that about matrix. Just giving two examples. So on the ground of what we have been discussing, I think we can take the page which I've distributed to you and has the title Matrix. On it I have summarized a few of the definitions and other information that is necessary to know in regard to matrix. And so we'll go together through that page and read it, and perhaps I make a few remarks on it. Matrix is a singular, and when it comes to the plural, in the literature we have two plurals that are used, namely either matrixes or matrices. Mostly you will see the second one, matrices. And I think in the general course of this class, I will speak about matrices. So matrices is the plural of matrix. Matrix itself has a root that means womb, the womb or a place of origin. You can see already that the matrix implies a place of origin. The matrix is like a womb that encloses and encircles the whole. It's, so to say, an encircling frame of reference within which everything is contained. It is a place of origin. Actually, you could see that we could create a matrix when we had as an origin just our two categories. Then we have the place of origin, those two categories. And then we can, by putting in the place values of each point of intersection, we can put in the whole creation. It also means the uterus, also the cradle, namely the place in which anything is nurtured in its earliest stage. All through, you get the sense that there is something that embraces everything, and at the same time a sense that there is a constant growing and creation going on. It's actually, I think, a paradox, so to say, when Mrs. Eddy at the end of the sixth day of creation speaks about that self-containment, and yet says that creation is the emanation of God's infinite self-containment. That's a paradox. If it is self-contained, it cannot emanate something. But spiritually seen, it is actually that. That is what the matrix is. It contains everything, but yet there is a constant creation and emanation from those two categories going on. And this will be the work of our whole week, to see that if we put our categories right, those two categories, that with those two categories we can be creative in an unlimited way within the realm of the science of being. Matrix is also often used for source or cause. Again, a sense that it is a place which, within which something is being created and comes to birth and is being put into operation. It acts like a grid. Just by looking at those two examples which we have made, just by looking at it, you see a grid of vertical and horizontal lines, or a chessboard pattern, which is also used as a matrix form. The root of matrix is the same as of matter and mother. It comes from that root from the Indo-European ma, from which came mater, mater, which is mother, and matter. And this is not just a play on words. We can see in the course of events, really, that the matrix is a mother, a womb, an all-encircling sense within which everything comes into being. But at the same time, it is the answer to matter, because we can see that an idea is actually the form of a matrix, and as an idea has also the form of a matrix, we see that matrix is the complete answer to the question of matter. The definitions that the dictionaries give us run like this. The first definition we have here is the biological definition and comes from the field of biology, namely the womb. And you see at once it has nothing to do with mathematical concept of a matrix. And this is something we have to keep in mind, very much in mind, namely that we know that through the ages terms like this one change their meaning, and that we use today a term, and we see that next week too, when we do the subject of interpretation, that a term like matrix has been used in one age in a certain way, and as the thought of the world advances and as science advances, those terms have been overformed into another use, into a more exact use, so that today matrix is much more used as a mathematical symbol than as a biological symbol. And it is just this point I think we have to keep in mind, because usually up to now we have been using too much the biological sense of matrix when we were dealing with the matrix in Christian Science, and have discarded to a great extent really the mathematical use of the term matrix when we were using matrices in relation to the science of being. So the biological meaning is the womb, a place or enveloping element within which something originates, takes form, or develops. That's what we have been doing. We have given place values, and from there we have developed that matrix, have seen where the weak spots are, and where we have to change it, and how to change it, and so had a creative sense about that enveloping element. Still, in the biological sense, matrix means that which gives form, origin, or foundation to something enclosed or embedded in it. Actually, what the workshop was, that which was enclosing, consisted of the relationships between workers and machines, and that is the important thing. And not so much that I have 4 workers and 7 machines. Only when they are put into relationship does that workshop really begin to operate. So those relationships between those enveloping elements are of greatest importance. Then the next definition is from the mathematical aspect of matrix. It is actually that which John Dolly used, and that which we are going to use. You see, up to now, the definition of matrix would not have given us any scientific indication of how to make a matrix, because biology at that time was always a subject that never could be fathomed through systematic research and with an exact mathematical approach. Actually, only when, about 20 years ago, they found out the genetic code, could they put some science into the field of biology. But up to that time, it was just a given fact. So biology was just a given fact which you could observe, but which you could not scientifically analyze to the point of understanding some what its working mechanism. Therefore, only later, as I said, with Heisenberg in 1925, when he found or rediscovered matrix calculation, and especially from that time of computer science, the late 1940s onward, really matrix calculation entered into everything. Because computer science rests on matrix knowledge, and so we have to see that it was exactly at that time that John Dolly began to see the matrix form of being. They coincided. Professor Wiener, the father of cybernetics, began to see the self-operative laws, the self-regulation of cybernetics. Just at that time when John Dolly began to state the divine infinite calculus as a self-operative and self-organizing and self-regulating law of being. It's always like that. First, it's the idea, and then you see how that idea precipitates itself on human consciousness, and then that idea is taken up by world consciousness and springs forth in other fields of science. John Dolly began as the first to see the utility of the mathematical concept of matrix, though at his time he had no definition of matrix in its mathematical connotation. So he used for the definition of matrix the biological one. But my golly, it's 30 years since then, and we have to see that we use the right terminology and therefore the right methods. So here is the important definition with which we are going to work all through the week. Namely, a matrix is a scientific model of order. Can you see? It's no more a biological definition. It's now talking about something that has a schematical model of order. It introduces order and system, and declares and defines this order and says it has columns and rows or lines, the rows or lines are equal, which are constructed according to definite rules. So, can you see? Always, right through this week, we will have to speak about two things, about columns and lines. Columns are always vertical. A line is always horizontal. Therefore, we will have to find the relationship of two categories, the one stated in column order and the other category stated in line order. Then the definition goes on and says, the essential requirement is that all the elements in a column or in a row possess a common characteristic. So let's watch all through our work this week that the moment we talk about matrix, we talk about two categories. One is in columns and one is in lines. And never forget that columns and lines require that they possess a common characteristic, that the column, as it goes right down through the column, never loses its characteristic, and the line, as it goes horizontally through the matrix, never loses its characteristics. So only then is a representation of a chart in such a rectangular way, a matrix, when each vertical or column has a common characteristic and each line or horizontal has a common characteristic too. Else, it is not a matrix, it's just a chart. Let's just take a few other definitions to see how we can define a matrix. The next one reads that a matrix is a rectangular array with systematic entries. This is what we have been doing. We have first made a rectangular array. We have made a rectangle by two categories, one written out vertically and the other horizontally, and that has given an array. And then we have made systematic entries. We have gone there with the workers right down and made entries systematically for each worker. Or another definition is a matrix is an arrangement of values in lines and columns. This is just taking the definition the other way around, saying we have a lot of values and the matrix is that which takes those values and orders them in such a way that they are put into categories. Categories which have a common characteristic. To be able to find those categories is naturally the main concern and the great thing to do. But when we can take all those values and put them into a matrix so that the whole subject becomes transparent to understanding, yes, then we only will have a matrix. So a matrix, therefore, is the orderly sense of arranging values. It is a kind of hierarchical network of categories. We see that more and more, and we can see that in those place values, we can see that each value is defined by two categories. Therefore, the values which we define within the array are really points of intersection of two categories. Can you see that? As we are building, you remember those two matrices, actually each box, let's call them boxes, in that array had a value. And each one was a value which was defined through the point of intersection of the vertical and the horizontal. Therefore, such a value can never be divided up. It's always a value that reflects, so to say, two categories in one.